Looking for smart stats about leadership and personal development? Then sorry, this show is not for you. On The Genius Leadership, we share relatable stories of real people and give you practical tools for personal and professional development so that you can start implementing them right away. I'm your host, Anna Lieben, Mindshifter, helping leaders get from reacting to creating. And Genius Leadership is about elevating humanity, one person at a time. Let's go. How easy is it for you to set a boundary? And what happens afterwards? Do you feel fine when people disrespect the boundary and cross over it? Or is that triggering a lot in you? And if you have answered that it's difficult, it's hard, it feels icky, it feels tough, it feels like you're becoming a tough bitch or whatever it is when you need to send the boundary, then, my genius leader, this episode is for you. I will introduce a very important and very easy mind shift that you can use to help you see boundaries as something very different. And it's a beautiful mind shift that can really help you make it easier to set the boundaries and to protect them, to communicate them with the others, and to get to respect your own boundaries yourself, which sometimes is a problem. So without further ado, let's dive into this episode. Enjoy and see you on the other side. Genius leader, welcome to the show and a solo episode about a brilliant mind shift that can really help you in your life to get to that level of owning your wishes, your desires in a way that will really help you be better, feel better, do better, be happier. So let's dive into the topic of boundaries. The dirty word that a lot of people don't like because they think like, okay, if I need to protect my boundaries, it means being bitchy, being the naysayer, and all those kind of negative things. But I want to offer you this mind shift, as I said, that will completely change your mind and your perspective on what the boundaries are. And then we'll talk about some practicalities about that and some more mind shifts around the boundaries. So let's look at what makes the boundaries so problematic or so difficult to accept as the concept that we need to work on continuously. When we set boundaries, quite often in our society, it feels like we are setting walls. We are protecting ourselves by putting fences around ourselves. And to me, the image that comes is political. Excuse my comparison here, but Trump and his conversations about building the walls around the US, between the US and Mexico, so that Mexicans can't come illegally to the country and blah, blah. That's not the boundaries we want to have in our lives, right? We don't want to be the Trumps of our own life. Excuse me, if you support Trump, then maybe you have landed in the wrong show, actually. But if you think about the boundaries that way, then yeah, we are setting something to keep the rest of the world away from us. And in a way, it is maybe to kind of get to what we want. We want to, in this case, make America great again by keeping people out of the country. But is that really a solution to get what we want in life? To get closer to our dreams and to make it happen? Quite often, it's not. And that does not feel right. And that's why it's so problematic to set those boundaries. When we think about boundaries as walls around ourselves or fences, we naturally, somewhere subconsciously, feel that this is not the real solution for me. This is not what I want, or this is not how I want to get to what I want. And that's why it's becoming difficult to set those boundaries and to protect them. But let's look at that from a different perspective. And this is a mind shift that I've heard on Mel Robbins' show some weeks, maybe a month ago. And it was her interview with Trent Shelton. It was the first time I've heard this guy, but it was the first time I've heard that guy, but I absolutely loved that conversation. And in that conversation, he said something about the boundaries. He said, boundaries are not walls to keep things out. They are bridges to the things you want in your life. Think about they are not walls to get the things out. They're bridges that connect us and our desires, our dreams, our goals. How beautiful is that? Think about it. I absolutely love that conversation, and I really remember that moment where I was driving while I listened to that show. And it's interesting, when something lands for me, when something resonates, I get so much more in the moment that I remember what I was doing, exactly where I was, maybe what I was wearing or how the weather was, and so on and so forth. You know, those moments of beautiful presence, because something has triggered processes in me to really get into this moment right here, right now. And that was one of those moments when Trent said that about their boundaries becoming bridges or being bridges to what we want in life. This is what I've been teaching my clients and participants of my trainings, that boundaries are something that can help us to get to what we want. And I really love this visual of that they're not walls or fences, but they're bridges, the boundaries that we set. So if we think about that as a mind shift that we want to get for ourselves for a moment, what can boundaries connect you to? What kind of boundaries can you set? Can you remind people of, or maybe you remind yourself of, that will help you to get to your desires, to your dreams, to your goals? I'll give you a couple of examples here. I'm in the kind of coaching business, right? I'm helping people, guiding them through their personal and leadership development journeys and towards becoming better versions of themselves, happier versions of themselves. And that means that I am present for my clients when they have the moments of despair, they have some crisis situations, and so on. And I'm very present for my clients. So whenever someone is signing up with me for the mind shifting experience, which is the longer term commitment, then apart from the sessions, there is a lot of support in between. So it comes up to daily check-ins with some of my clients when I have access to their calendar, for example, and I check in with them whether they have done X, if I know that that's the typical thing that they would procrastinate on, and so on. Or I help them with setting the new habits with those daily check-ins, etc. So I'm very present in the life of my clients. And that means that they write to me a lot. They contact me. They share the good, the bad, and the ugly. They send me messages in the moment, in the emotion, just for me to experience different states of them, and that we can work with those different states. And because it's much easier later on to forget some parts, how tough something was, how emotional some situation made us feel, and so on and so forth. So it's beautiful when my clients share those moments with me when it comes for them. They don't wait for the next session of ours, or not even for the next working hour to send that message to me. So this is something that I'm setting as a boundary for my clients very clearly, that they can send whatever, whenever, and that's fine. My boundary comes that I reply when it's convenient for me. And I'll be transparent with you. Sometimes the convenient for me is at 9:30 p.m. And that could be because I've taken 3 hours of my working day to do something for myself, whether it was to do something with my kid, or maybe take the working time and go to the pool on my own date with myself because I felt like I needed that. But that means that I do want sometimes to wrap up some things in the evening to catch up with some stuff, especially if I, for example, know that the next day is quite busy. So from the morning, I have sessions with clients, I have meetings, etc. Then I do want to wrap up the things and not feel like something is hanging over me for over the night and over the next day. So I might reply late in the evening or in some awkward hours, but that means that I do it because it was convenient for me, not because I felt pressured to perform for my client. And I always remind about that to my clients, that I'm here. They are welcome to send me whatever, whenever, but I will reply when it's convenient for me. And if I, for example, see a message from them, but I know that I will not get back to it in the next 12 hours or whatever, they'll get a message from me. Hey, doing X right now or busy right now, we'll reply in that many hours or tomorrow at that time or something like this, so that they know that I'm not ignoring them, I'm not dead, and I'm not pissed at them that they're sending that to me or anything like this. And I sometimes have to remind my clients about that. When they say something like, I'm sorry, they're apologizing for sending something to me or whatever, and I remind them that, hey, this is my job to keep my boundary. And I'll talk about keeping our boundaries or protecting our boundaries. But I do want to remind them that I am in their corner, And that means that they need to work with me on their terms. And I'm responsible for those terms to not overstep my boundaries. And in the beginning, it was difficult to do those kind of things. And I remember how I had a conversation about that with my friends, business friends, Kamal and Lise. And Kamal was having the same situation and how we guided each other. Like, hey, if we don't set that boundary, it means that we don't give our clients the permission to set their boundaries. Because we are leading the way. We are showing how to do those things. And I've seen it since then. Whenever I do it, it's refreshing and permission giving for my clients to do the same in their lives. They see how beautiful it is that I can be present for them and they are assured that it's not at my cost, that they know it's done in a healthy way and it's a healthy exchange, and an exchange that I enjoy. Not only am I getting money out of it, but I'm also getting personal fulfillment. I get so much pleasure out of helping these individuals grow, become better versions of themselves, become happier, choose the life that they want to live and design it, even if it doesn't fit the societal standards. I love that work. And they know that I'm doing that work without compromising for myself, compromising with my personal life, compromising with my values, and so on and so forth. So when I am giving them this example, when I walk my talk and show that, hey, it's okay to protect my boundary, it's okay to remind others about my boundary, it teaches them much more powerfully than me just telling them to do that in their own lives. And it's easier to adopt it because they've seen it in action, they've been on the receiving side of that, and it feels fine and it feels beautiful and it feels like a good exchange. So they start doing it in their own lives. So let's look at those different scenarios, how the boundaries can be seen as bridges. Here, I could say that setting and protecting my boundaries with my clients is the way of like building those fences around me so that no one is touching me. And in a way, it is that. In a way, I am protecting myself. I'm building my own safe space where I have time for my personal life, I have time for my relationships outside of work, and so on and so forth. But instead of that visual, if I think about bridging me and the life I want, how I want it, that balanced life, we talked about that balanced life in the previous solo episode. If I think about it that way, it's much easier to do it, to practice it, to keep getting back to that, to talk about my boundaries, to walk with my boundaries. So think about it for yourself. Which boundaries would you like to set? And how could you change that visual? What would this boundary be a connection to, that bridge to in your life? What do you want? Where do you want to get? And how can this boundary be the bridge there for yourself? And I mentioned a couple of times right now with the protecting my boundaries, communicating and reminding about them. And I think this is a very important part that a lot of people miss and make a mistake with. We're talking a lot in the space of personal development, in the space of leadership, about setting our boundaries, but it's just the first tiny step. It's an important step, absolutely, and that's where this mind shift of bridges of mind, of them setting the boundary can be helpful. But most work is done after you have set the boundary, and that is in protecting those boundaries. Because let me show you another example. If I am a leader in an organization and I do want to build a culture where people are not overworking, people have a good, high quality time off work. So I've set a rule of no emails after, let's say, 8 p.m. Let's say that. But then I started doing it myself, right? I set the boundary that, hey guys, let's all take a good evening rest. Let's get back to work tomorrow. So let's not work after 8. I don't want to see any emails and anyone online on our Slack channel after 8 p.m. And then people come in the morning to their workplace and they see emails from you, or they see updates in the documents from you on your shared drive or whatever it is. Suddenly, that boundary is overstepped. And by whom? By you yourself. You haven't protected that boundary for yourself. What kind of message does it send to people around you, to your employees, that the boundary is bullshit and we can overstep that? So then someone might be working at 8 p.m. or after 8 p.m. and send a message to someone else and start expecting those others to reply. So by overstepping that boundary yourself, you're showing the others that we don't respect that boundary. It can also be differently. You could set that boundary for yourself and communicate to your team. Hey guys, I've been stretching myself too thin recently. There is so much going on at home with the move to a new house, with a newborn baby, whatever it is. So I will really try to not work after 7 p.m. So please help me with that. If you see me working, please remind me about this commitment. Remind me that it's important for me to keep my balance so that I can come and perform during the day and not just be a zombie 24/7. And then you slip into working. First of all, some other people can start calling you out on that, right? Employees, if there is the safety feeling within the organization or the team, they can start reminding you. Hey, Anna, just wanted to remind you, you wanted to check out. Now it's past 7 p.m. Let's finish this off tomorrow. We can do this together the first thing in the morning. But then if people can see you continuously doing to yourself, they might think like, okay, Anna was not serious about that thing with no work in the evening after 7 p.m. So they will start sending messages to you. They will start overstepping that boundary. And when you're not protecting that, that starts becoming the new norm. And then you build resentment. Hey, I told them I don't want to work after 7 p.m. Why the hell are they writing to me? And so on and so forth. So you being resentful towards your employees, your work culture, and so on and so forth. And that is not healthy either. That becomes this boundary that feels like walls that you just tried to cage yourself in, but it didn't really work. And if we do the work properly, then we realize, and here comes another important mind shift, that reminding about the boundaries is your work and protecting your boundaries is your work. It's not like you have communicated your boundary to the others and now it's their work or their job to stick to that boundary. No, it's your job forever, hashtag sorry, not sorry, to keep protecting the boundary. And with that, it means that it should be okay to remind people about that boundary that you have set. Don't take it personally if someone do not follow your boundary. Always think about it. We're all busy. We're occupied with ourselves. So it's easy to forget what the other person communicated. And of course, if that's some kind of manipulation, we're talking about a completely different toxic behavior. When someone is very consciously overstepping our boundary and keep crashing into it, then it's unhealthy behavior that we need to stop. But if that happens out of lack of awareness of the person, out of lack of their presence, simple forgetfulness, it's important to remember that, hey, this is not personal. It's okay. Remember, I communicated to you that I don't work after 7 p.m. And it could be a good practice to just repeat those things again and again with different stakeholders you have in your life, different relationships that are present for you. And think about it. It's not personal. And it is okay for me to say it again. But it also a good practice to think about what kind of reminders can I set for myself and the others about my boundary so that that reminder happens automatically. That could be your out-of-office out replies. I suggest that as one of the boundary reminders that you set on a reply that goes out, for example, every morning. If you take mornings for individual work and you don't want to be disturbed, then you have that out of office reply saying, good morning, thank you for your email. I take my mornings for individual work to keep moving our business forward. I'm checking my email first time at noon, for example. If your matter cannot wait, reach me or reach my assistant at blah, blah, blah. This is one of the reminders that you can set to help you to communicate your boundary continuously and train people around you to respect it and to follow it. Another one could be the status on Slack or whatever messenger channels you're using with your company, if we're talking about the professional communication and boundaries within a professional life. It could be something in the physical space, so some card or some token that shows people that I'm now in the focus work, I do not want to be disturbed. So we can use a lot of those tricks, tips, hacks to help us to make the boundary a bit more visible, a bit more tangible, and make it less repetitive with our reminding others about our boundary. And importantly, maybe just as importantly, reminding ourselves about our boundaries. Because as I give with the example, when I say to others that I don't want to work after 7 p.m., but I start doing it myself, quite often it happens out of habit. It happens somehow unconsciously. And then it's so much easier to slip back into our old behaviors instead of trying to build that new way of being and behaving for ourselves. So having those reminders for yourself can also be very helpful to keep those boundaries healthy. If it's about boundaries with yourself, and if, for example, don't want to use your phone all the way until the bedtime, set the do not disturb. And there is this night mode. It's called differently in different on different platforms from the phones, but something that switches off all the apps and blocks them for the night. And then maybe you make some exceptions for which apps should not be blocked. For example, for me, it's my habit tracker, that one I have on all the time. Something related to the commuting I have on as well, because I want to be able to show my ticket if I'm late on the road somewhere. Those kind of things. But the rest is blocked. And that becomes this extra step that you need to do to unblock that app. So it, in that moment of choice of unblocking, makes it more conscious of a choice. Hey, right now I'm overstepping my own boundary. So we can help ourselves with a lot of different ways. And I want you to start thinking about that. Where do I feel like there is a lack of boundary for me right now? And if it's difficult for you to answer that question, reflect on where am I emotionally triggered? And where am I confused? Why is this so triggering for me? Where do I feel like my needs are not seen? Where do I feel like I am not seen? Answers to all those questions can help you figure out which boundaries are missing. Where are you not connecting yourself now to that future version of yourself, to that goal, the dream of you? And that connection can be built by a bridge of building a boundary. And as I said, the boundary can be with yourself, towards yourself, or towards the others. And whichever of these ways you go, whether it's a boundary with yourself or with the others, it's good to involve the others. I talk about that so much on the show, how we are social beings and it's important for us to do things together with the others. Accountability helps a lot when we share our goal with someone else. Hey, this is my boundary right now. I'm trying to build this new way of being for myself. Can you please help me with that? Can you call me out when you see that I'm not doing that? Can you help me stick to this new way of behavior and so on and so forth? This kind of accountability is a game changer for so many people. And I wanted to use that. And I wanted to remind you that it's not a negative thing. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign that you're actually taking your nature seriously and you're trying to leverage that instead of going against your nature. So here's another mind shift for you. If we haven't landed that yet and internalized that with you, genius leader, think about that. Whenever you're asking for help, whenever you're using accountability from the external factors of our environment, you are not being weak. You are using the nature of our being as humans to help you reach your goals, to help you to get to those dreams of yours, to become the better version, the happier version of yourself that you can be and you want to be. So with that being said, reflect this week on where do you feel like you might need to draw new boundaries, build those bridges. Think about to what are you building those bridges? What are you trying to connect to? That usually helps a lot as well. And how can you make the reminders of that boundary more automatic? How can I take the drama out of the need or to remind sometimes? How can you make it not personal? How can you make it acceptable that whenever you set the boundary, you'll need to remind about it? Reflect on all those things for yourself. Maybe do this work with a friend or a dear one or someone in your workplace. Because again, accountability matters. It can help us a lot. And it's plainly stupid to try to go against that instead of using that and leveraging that. So if you need this reminder today, I want to tell you that I see you. I feel you. I love you. And I really believe that you can build beautiful bridges to those dreams of yours, to those goals of yours, by setting and protecting your boundaries. Go build those bridges and talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Genius Leadership Podcast. If you enjoyed the conversation, hit the subscribe button. Please rate, review, and share to help more people discover the show and become the better leaders. For more conversations about living in your zone of genius, connect with me on LinkedIn. Genius Leadership is an honest conversation about leading yourself and others, and it is my honor to be a guide in overcoming everything.